Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 5th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, saw a bit of a mixed bag as we saw crude oil continuous move up to the upside, up over 1% at 1.2%. Then the S&P equal dollar weighted at 82 basis points. From there, we saw many of the U.S. equity indices finish the day in negative territory, led the way to the downside by the NASDAQ 100 and the NASDAQ composite there, down over 1%. When we take a look at charts this morning, we actually saw a lot of U.S. equity charts move to new all-time highs before closing the day down. The first and foremost being the S&P 500. It actually broke a double top here for a second consecutive buy signal on its default chart here at 4810 for that new all-time high. We also saw the Russell 1000 as well as the Dow Jones Industrial Average move to all-time highs as well on their charts. When we come over and look at the favored sectors page this morning, I wanted to point this out because we've had a few more sectors move into favored status over the past couple of weeks, and this is the DWA group, so this is the 40 Dorsey Wright groups, and overall right now there are 35 sectors that have moved back into a column of X's, only five reside in a column of O's on their bullish percent chart, but six of those are considered favored sectors, so certain indicators are in their favor, which causes them to be considered in favored status. And right now we have textiles was a recent addition following Monday's action. Semiconductors was in the latter half of last week, as well as we see building has been moved favorite a couple of weeks ago. So it used to be just Wall Street, oil, and bank. Now we have a few more here. So that's a potential that we could look for in these areas for potential ideas. And what we can do from there is go over to the security screener. So if you go to security selection, select security screener and do run stock screen, you'll be brought to this page. For today's purposes, in order to look for within those favored sectors, you would be sure to click favored here under DWA sectors. And in order to help us whittle the list down even further, we selected S&P 500. You can absolutely leave S&P 500 off if you wanted to. I believe when I did this query without adding the S&P 500, it was about 113 names, but with the S&P 500, it dropped it down to 24. From there, we'll look at our 30-day average volume is greater than 100,000 shares, 3, 4, and 5 for Fiverr. We want them to be on a buy signal as well as trading in a positive trend. And in this case, we also wanted to see that they've been able to show near-term trends of outperformance versus the market and its peers. The last criteria is that they're within actionable range and they're overbought, oversold. So we put minus 50 to 50 or within actionable ranges on that weekly distribution curve that we see. And ultimately, that leads us with 24 potential ideas. And when we look at those potential ideas, a lot of them are going to be familiar names because we did select the S&P 500. So you see your Bank of America, Applied Materials, Advanced Micro Devices, Cintas, so on and so forth. So names that folks will be familiar with, Home Depot, Lowe's. And really the three that we picked, and these aren't the only actionable three, but we just wanted to pick a few names that we like the charts of. And again, these are by no means the only actionable stock within this list of 24. And again, you could take out the S&P 500 and add further to that potential list of ideas. But the three we wanted to take a look at first is being Bank of America. It's a 5 for 5, ranks in the top third of that bank sector matrix. At this point, has rallied up to form a double top here for a potential fifth consecutive buy signal if it breaks here at 49. Has a little bit of yield with it as well, and has just generally been a strong stock for quite a while now and still looks actionable here at these levels. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Diamondback Energy, symbol FANG, F-A-N-G. It's a 5 for 5, ranks in the top quartile of the oil sector matrix there. Rallied above resistance here with yesterday's action up to 118. It had been in somewhat of a range. It broke down during the early part of December, but has now come back, given two consecutive buy signals and broken out of this range here, and actually moved up to multi-year highs at this point with that move above 118. So one that could be considered, also has a little bit of yield within the energy space. Last name we'll take a look at is going to be Applied Materials, symbol AMAT. It's a semiconductors name. It's 5 for 5, ranks in the top half of that semi sector matrix. Returned to a buy signal when it broke the double top here at 150. 156, broke out of the small range here when it rallied up to 162, is now pulled back to 156 with yesterday's action. So it is actionable here. Nice support at 144 and 142 from there, as well as at 132 if you were looking to hold this as a very long-term holding. But again, these are not the only actionable ideas. These are just a few that we wanted to leave you with today. So Bank of America, BAC, Diamondback Energy, FANG, and Applied Materials, AMAT, are three ideas that we want to leave you with today. Again, not the only actionable ones within that list of 24 that we saw. And you can also take that query and eliminate the S&P 500 and get an even larger list of potential ideas that you can take a look at. But as always, if you want to talk about a potential query you're running, ways to look for ideas, maybe a position you may be looking at just on your own, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team. We're more than happy to take a look at charts and talk shop with you. You can reach us at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.